Firstly, apologies for the lack of updates during the game. I was in a house with no functioning Wi-Fi and no mobile phone signal. It was a friend's house, so I couldn't really blog anything. Celtic 0, Arsenal 2, it finished a very, very good result. On the whole, a pretty good performance, not as polished as against Everton on Saturday, but nonetheless very, very composed. We did the job we needed to do. We got a bit of luck along the way, and we got the result. So it was pretty even in the first half. Andre Arshavin was rightly ruled offside when he tucked home on 11 minutes. Celtic had a breakaway that only ended when Thomas Vermaelen intercepted quite dramatically. He had a very good game again. Cesc lofted one through for Van Persie. He couldn't control it. And Celtic had a shot that Almunia saved. Then just before the break, Fabregas' long free kick was probably going to be saved, but it flew in off William Gallas' back. Gallas, who else, always in the right place at the right time. That goal was very lucky. We had chances at the start of the second half, but Van Persie missed a couple. We should have been sharper on occasion, frankly. Although we were enjoying more of the game, we were kind of less clinical with our passing. It looked like we weren't going to get the second goal. Celtic never really looked dangerous, in fairness. We were very, very kind of tight. Song played well, Danielson played well, and Vermaelen and Kalas were very good as well. Then we got the second goal. Diaby had come on. He slipped his man like Diaby does, played it out to Gael Clichy, and his low ball fist across the box and was turned in by a Celtic defender. Now, on Sky, they were all saying it was very lucky, but actually, if you look at it, I don't think there was anything lucky about that goal. 2 minutes earlier, Celtic had attacked, and William Gallas had had to deal with a ball swung over into the box. He'd actually been standing in between his two posts, but he'd diverted it round the post with his left foot very expertly. The defender who met Gael Clichy's cross had to go for the ball because Nicholas Bentner was running in, but he was actually not in line with the goal, and had he diverted it at right angles to where it had come from, it would have gone out for a corner kick. He didn't though, and it was 2-0 to Arsenal. A really good ball from Clichy, and not lucky as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, as a defender you really have to deal with those. And that was that, basically. We looked pretty good on the whole, certainly in the first half as well, when there were very few chances, but it was quite a high-tempo game where both sides were playing well. It loosened up after the break. We didn't really make the most of some of the openings we had, but we kept them very tight, and Wenger will undoubtedly be pleased. Celtic 0, Arsenal 2. All written match report and player ratings on goodplayer.com from tomorrow morning.